June 4. Peace I leave with you. My peace I giveth unto you. John 14:27. I want to put this simple question to you. Have you found true peace? Many people do not have true peace, even though they have been saved. The enemy has deceived them. They say that they are saved, and they say that they are born again. But judging by their life and experience, there is something wrong somewhere. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to give peace. Isaiah, in his prophecy, prophesied in minute detail the birth, life, suffering, death, resurrection, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 9:6, he is called among many names, the Prince of Peace. It is only in him, by him, and through him that men can find true peace. The same message was brought upon the earth by his birth in Bethlehem. Luke 2:14, by a multitude of heavenly hosts. Glory to God in the highest. Peace, goodwill toward men. The first message our Lord gave to his disciples after his resurrection was peace be unto you. John 20:19-21. Those disciples were full of fear and were hiding themselves with the doors and windows shut. All of a sudden, the Lord Jesus Christ came inside and the first words he spoke were, peace be unto you. What he had said in John 14 was now being repeated. Now they knew that was why he had suffered for their sake, even that peace might be theirs. You may be familiar with the whole Bible, and perhaps have seen many miracles being performed here and there in the name of Jesus Christ, perhaps even through you and around you. But have you found true peace? Can you say truthfully and sincerely that the real peace has come into you? The epistles of Paul, the apostle, begin with the words, grace and peace, which means that the grace of God and the peace of God must go together. The more grace, the more peace. The more peace, the more grace. Many are deceived by worldly peace, but our Lord said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. In Romans 16:20 we read, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. We do not defeat the devil by Bible knowledge or long prayers, or by seeing dreams or miracles. The scripture says that the God of peace shall bruise Satan under our feet. That is why the devil tries to disturb our peace. Please make sure that you have found true peace. Otherwise, you are going to be defeated by the devil by some trick or device. Further, in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Your share in the kingdom also depends upon your peace. The work of righteousness shall be peace. Isaiah 32:17. Just by outward appearance, you are not going to be righteous or good. Outwardly, you may look good, but inwardly, the throne of the devil may be in your heart. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. Romans 15:13. God's power can only work fully in you when you find true peace. If you have not found that true peace, you cannot pray properly. If you have not found true peace, you cannot defeat the devil easily. It is only by inward true peace that you can hear the voice of God.